You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast. Are You Urban Anthologies, Volume 1, The Melody Pang Trilogy.
Mm.
Yeah, TNT.
Her.
Sure, arch nemesis. All right, this is just the Are You Urbans that all involve Melody Pang. Great competitor in Are You Urban. And that's it, everybody. Enjoy the Are You Urban Anthology, Volume 1. Welcome to a very special edition of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I am your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, the INOMIGHT.
TNT, we don't have much going on today.
Are you
it's,
sure?
It's the RU Urban Anthologies, Volume 1.
Oh.
These are the three Melody Pang RU Urbans.
Oh, my. The Voldemort to my. Fuck. I keep thinking Naruto. what is his name? Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
The Voldemort to my Harry Potter.
Yeah, those are three fucking very good RU Urban games.
Yeah, she's a skill competitor.
She really is. You can follow her at mpeng11, mpeng11 on Twitter. I don't think we include any of that in any of these clips. So, and also make sure you follow us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia. That is where you can find our live podcast starting in season 3. We also follow us on YouTube at CrazyTownMedia. All right. We're going to get right into it, TNT. Enjoy the Melody Pang Trilogy.
Where am I?
And welcome back to the Crazy Town Podcast, where we're here to have the Are You Urban Game of the Ages. Melody Pang versus TNT Dynamite. Will he fall, folks? Will he lose a game?
I'm not going easy on you.
Good, don't.
For the listeners, let me break it down again real quick what Are You Urban is. It's our urban dictionary-based game. How it works, there's 10 words. Some of them I'll read the definition. They give me the word. Some of them I'll read the word. They'll give me the definition. The person who's asked the question first gets first crack to answer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they do not get it right, the other person can steal for 2 points. And if neither person gets it right, I give out a pity point for the best answer that was given. So that's really it. We'll go back and forth for 10 words. Whoever has the best score is the winner. So, Melody, you are our guest. Why don't you pick a number between 1 and 10? Who's ever closest will get to pick who if they want to go first or last.
Number 6.
TNT?
That's such a safe number. I'm going 10, Jonas.
All right, well, the number was 4. So, Melody, do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
That's
bullshit. I'll go first.
All right, cool. All right, here we go. The first question is going to be one that I give you the word and you give me the definition. What is...
Okay.
This was submitted on January 19th, 2012 to Urban Dictionary by Not Happy Jan 25.
Oh, yeah.
What is...
Not Happy Jam.
What is the brown touch?
The brown touch is what happens when you get poked through when you're wiping your ass after you take a big dump.
Oh, my fucking God.
Actually,
she
that
got
is,
it.
That, no, that's incorrect, but I love the answer.
That's not it?
No, that's not
what?
It. Oh, that's
okay.
Good.
Holy
that's good.
Shit.
Wow.
You gotta
I'm
remember,
submitting a new definition.
Yeah, you gotta remember, these are just random people submitting these answers, so they can be anything.
So. I honestly thought that she got it right, because that's what I thought it was, but that helped me out a little bit. Okay.
All right, what do you got, TNT?
I believe that the brown touch is...
He gets so technical on his answers, Melody.
I was an English major. The brown touch, I believe, is that feeling that you get when you have to take a urgent bowel movement.
No, that's wrong as well. Give me the buzzer. What it is... I'm giving Melody the pity point because that was the best answer
yeah,
I've ever
sure
heard.
Yeah.
Okay. The correct answer is similar to the Midas touch, but instead of everything you touch turning to gold, everything turns to shit.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I like hers way better, even though.
Yeah, she earned it, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
I thought it was the right answer.
This is the first time he's been losing ever at this game, TNT, by the way.
Holy shit. All
right.
She's come swinging.
Your answer, or your word, what is... Oh, wait. It was submitted by Misfit on December 7th, 2003. What is Jimmy Jazz?
What the fuck, dude? Jimmy Jazz?
I can use it in a sentence, but it's not going to help you.
All right. Can you use it in a sentence even though it's not going to help me?
Man, that dude is pulling a Jimmy Jazz.
Can I have... Is it a noun, verb, adjective...
Oh, it doesn't say, man. It is, I guess it's kind of a verb. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
It's kind of a verb.
Country of origin is American. You like to ask that? It's American.
That's my favorite part of speech. It's kind of a verb. Like, yeah, thanks. It's helpful.
Dude, they don't give...
Jazz,
They don't give what it is on Urban Dictionary, man. Come on.
Dude, they need to. Come on, I thought this was a professional program. I think that Jimmy Jazz is some sort of redirection, trying to point somebody in a direction to get their mind off of the task at hand.
Okay, that is incorrect. Melody, what you got?
I think pulling a Jimmy Jazz is what happens with your straight guy friends who turn a little gay when they're wasted.
Pity point. That is not right, but I'm giving it to her. You better step up your A game, TNT. She's going to shut you out.
Fucking trained.
All right.
I submitted all of these myself.
Yeah, she is Misfit and not Happy JN25. The actual answer is to be consistently drunk for more than 48 hours and lack control.
How the fuck is that what it is?
That's what, hey man, at Misfit, call him up, bro.
It's an adverb, motherfucker, describing your drunkenness.
Alright.
You get the buzzer. You win, that's for you.
Melody, this one is, I'm going to give you the definition, and then you got to try to guess the word.
Okay.
This was submitted by Nihilistic Zero on March 12th, 2004. It's the time of day at which drinking a beer becomes necessity.
The term is 10 a.m.
No.
Good guess, though.
No. That's a good guess. TNT, you got anything?
Well, Jonas, I believe that the term you're looking for is beer 30.
That is correct. It is two points for the steal. Look at you coming up in the clutch. Damn, how the hell did you know that, dude? I wouldn't have got
that. I'm a millennial, bro. This is our culture.
You're the oldest millennial in the country. We've already talked about that.
I don't care. I'm a millennial, bro.
Oh, whatever.
You're not going to trick me.
All right, here we go. Here's your definition. Submitted by No Mercy with an I. 366 on February 19th, 2005. Someone who has Someone who has surpassed the levels of jerk and asshole, however, not yet reached fucker or motherfucker.
Ooh. Ooh. Is it just me? Is it me? Is it TNT Dynamite?
Is that your real answer?
Yeah.
And
no. All right. Oh, wait, hold on, it's coming, it's coming. There it is.
Melody, what you got?
I would call this person a douchebag or a dickhole.
Which one are you going to pick?
Oh my god, is one of them right?
No.
Man, when was this, 2004?
2005?
Ugh. I'm going to go with douchebag.
2 points for the steal. That is absolutely correct. It is douchebag.
Woo-hoo!
It's fucking douchebag!
It is douchebag.
Isn't that about around the time people started using that term?
That's why I give the date. I give the date because it may help you date the reference. Exactly.
Dude, that's crazy. I wasn't even alive then, so.
Yes, you're 12 years old.
Oh, yeah. You said 95, right? No, I don't know. Whatever. Let's go. Good job.
Yeah, that was good. All right, Melody, your word. Here's the actual word. I need the definition. What is a buster? Submitted
a buster?
Submitted by Silent E, September 9th, 2005.
A buster is another word for a scrub.
Yeah, I'll give you someone who can't hang or just acting like a punk bitch. So, yeah, I mean...
That was a fucking layup!
They're random, dude. They're random, man. You're falling behind. You need to step your game up.
Yeah. What can I do, man? What can I do?
All right, your word. What is Vader Vapor? Submitted by Jeff Bow, May 25th, 2009.
Gives me Vader Vapor. You get What's a Buster?
Straight from TLC lyrics.
I know, right? We were just talking about you and your 90s music. All right, Vader Vapor. Can we spell the first part of the word? I know the second part.
V-A-T-O-R.
V-A-T-O-R?
T-S-N-Trench.
Oh, not
trench.
Like Darth Vader?
Right.
Yeah, see? Right. And you see, that's why I haven't spelled it. People think I'm bullshitting when I tell... Now, the country of origin?
It's American.
Okay. Dude. Vator? V-A-T-O-R.
Yes.
Vapor.
Yes.
V-A-P-O-R.
Correct.
All right. This is the act of... blowing a V-shaped cloud when one vapes their electronic cigarette device.
Okay, you're wrong. But
I know.
Vaping wasn't even around in 2009, dude.
Well, dude, what the fuck? No, you don't know what it is either.
I wouldn't. Melody probably does. She seems really good at this game.
No, I have no idea. But my guess, Vator Vapor.
Yes.
I think it is the fart of a vampire alligator.
God damn it!
Pity point goes to Melody, but no, that's
God
wrong.
God damn it!
It is
so
a,
good!
The answer is the smell of an elevator. Vader vapor.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Makes right. sense.
Melody, this is a definition. I need the word. Okay. It was submitted by Devil X Dog. Devil was spelled D3V1L, though, so you know he's totally cool. February 3rd, 2009. For one's head to explode under extreme mental pressure.
Mind blown.
The answer is blow your mind, but yeah, same. Yep.
Ah,
yeah.
So, oh my God!
Yeah, man, dude, she's... You were good.
Layups! Hey. I need goddamn Vader Vapor!
All right. TNT, here
yes.
we go. Your question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Submitted
this
by...
This is worth 7 points, right?
She has 7, you have 2. Yeah, I don't even know if you can pull this off.
So this is a 7-point question right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was submitted by Big Johnny, July 9th, 2002. Sexual intercourse without a rubber.
Raw dog.
That is correct. See,
oh
you're
my
not
God.
The only one getting fucking...
That was 7 points. I'm winning.
Yes. All right.
No, I'm not winning.
This one here
oh
is
my
by
God.
Crispy2K8, April 13th, 2008. What is a flurg? F-L-E-U-R-G-H. Flurg.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
A flurg. Is, somebody who's chunky and doughy, like they eat a lot of flour, and is as large as an iceberg. So, a very large, overweight man. Or woman.
That is so wrong.
it isn't correct, but I like where you went on that. TNT?
A flurg. I think a flurg is, when Fergie from the pop group, what was the name of that group? Help me out here.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, there you go. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas trying out for a part in Flubber.
The remake of Flubber. The remake
of, all right, that's wrong, but I'm giving you the pity point on that
they
one.
They call it Flurg. Is that all right?
Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
Okay. Yeah, that's wrong. But one more for you, Dynamite. You actually cannot win. There's no way you could possibly win.
Yeah, can we get the definition?
It is a word to describe a really annoying person.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay.
Lame.
And then TNT.
That one's about catching on.
TNT, your final question that will at best make you 2 points behind. What is? This was submitted by Pud on August 23rd, 2004. What is a cock slob?
Well, Jonas, this is what you did to me just the last weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever.
I did it back. It's mutual. So, yeah, let's just go there with it then. I mean, you brought this on yourself. It is the act of giving fellatio to a bro.
That's incorrect.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes it's not the best answer.
Melody, you got one? You want to try to steal?
We're not allowed to ask if it's a verb or a noun, right?
It's a noun. This one's for sure a noun. It's not kind of a noun.
Oh, okay.
It's a noun.
The person who is a cock slob. I think it's when you... a person who gives... Oh, shit. You just said that. I'm going to say gives really sloppy head and leaves shit everywhere. Or, like, gum in your mouth and just leaves it all over the dish.
Wow. Whoa. It's like a fucking gum condom when you're done. That fucking goes over.
Now, that sounds like a cock slob to me.
It actually is a person that takes on as many cocks as possible. So a slut.
Oh, that makes sense, too. Yeah. Okay. They're just sloppy with...
When you say cover the dick with gum, I have to give you the pity point. So final score, 8-4. Melody,
you have
killed the dragon. You've slayed him.
Slayed.
All right, so let me ask you this. Even if you aren't on as a guest host again, will you come back on and defend or at least give TNT a rematch so he can become the champion again?
Yeah, I'd love to.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
All right, and we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast, joined once again by a special guest, Miss Melody Pang. Welcome back to the Crazy Town Podcast.
Thanks for having me back. Happy to be here.
No problem at all. I mean, we got to try to give TNT some sort of redemption at RU Urban. He was the champion until you dethroned him. So
I will not be gentle this time.
Oh, bring it.
Oh my God.
All right. So do you want to tell everybody where they can find you online if they want to check you out, your website or Twitter or whatever?
Yeah, sure. You guys can find out. Sorry, let me start over. What am I trying to say? Oh, yeah. You guys can find me on Twitter at mpeng11. That's mpeng11. And at melodypeng.com.
All right. Good deal. Are you guys ready to get this rematch of the ages on for Are You Urban?
I guess so.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, wow. All right, TNT, as the challenger and non-champion, I'll give you the choice. Do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
As true champions always do, we go first. Let's go.
All right, here we go.
No fear.
No fear. All right, this word, this is just a, for all the people who've never listened to Are You Urban before, Are You Urban is our urban dictionary-based game. We either will give you the word, and you guys have to come up with the definition, or we'll give you the definition, and you have to come up with the word. If you get it right on your first opportunity, it's 1 point. If you miss it and the opponent gets it, they get 2 points. If neither one of you get it, I give a pity point to someone for the most creative answer. Pretty cut and dry. So TNT, your first word was submitted to Urban Dictionary by 3 points on October 24th, 2005. What is a farticle?
I would think that a farticle is a single particulate that is expelled from the anus during flatulence.
I'll give it to you. He wrote, the particles of air contaminated after someone let out gas. So that was pretty close. We'll give you that. All right. 1-0 TNT.
That was a layup. I like layups.
All right. Melody. This was submitted to Urban Dictionary by Jolo Balolo. JOLOBALOLO on November 20th, 2013. What is QUOTTY? QUOTTY. Pronounced QUOTTY.
QUOTTY?
Yes.
Man, I feel like you had a really easy one, I'm just going to say.
Hey, they're random. I absolutely put them in random order. I can give you a sentence. He did put a sentence with his definition.
QUOTTY. Okay, yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Hey, man, don't you think Fight Club was such a great movie? Yeah, I do. That was such a QUOTTY movie. I'd love to watch it again. Brad Pitt was really QUOTTY in that movie.
Okay, so...
Look, I can't help you.
Jolo Balolo isn't a grammar expert, obviously.
Obviously.
So as it pertains to... How would I describe Fight Club? It was... Okay, I think it means badass/trippy.
That is correct. It means really awesome, great, good, badass. Fuck slang God. For quality.
This girl's a ringer.
Awesome. Lucky this guess.
I know, right? She just pulls them out from everywhere, man. All right.
It makes sense. There's no context there.
Anyway,
all right, next. What's next?
All right, TNT, this one is a definition. Yeah. It was submitted by Kit_Chin on August 22nd, 2003. The hair on the back of your neck that is nappy or untamable.
Oh, wow. So this is Urban Dictionary.
Yes, yes. I can give you a sentence. There's also a sentence.
All right. You're going to have to give me the blank. I want you to give me the word back.
I won't. Damn, your blank look messed up, or man, your blank is looking like Whoopi Goldberg's armpit.
Wow.
So informative, right?
Well, look, you know, there was a term that Martin Lawrence coined for this. I'm going to assume that maybe this is the one that they're going for. I'm going to have to go for a buckshot for 500, Alex.
Buckshot is not correct.
Oh, all right, man. That's
you
have fine.
The buzzer ready?
No, dude. It's coming. It's coming. It's going to be a late buzzer, but it'll be here.
All right. Melody, do you have an idea for a steal? Remember, there's still the pity point out there.
Oh, my God. No idea, but I'll give it a shot. Can I get the definition one more time?
Yes. It says, the hair on the back of your neck that is nappy and untamable.
I'm going to go with... neck weeds.
There it is. Neckweeds is not correct. The actual answer is kitchen. So the name actually gave it away.
What the fuck, Jonas?
The guy's name was Kitchen, and it was his kitchen. But I'm getting the pity point goes to Melody for neckweeds.
Yeah, she gets it.
All right. Actually, yeah, so, all right. This one goes to Melody first. It's a definition. I have, and then you have to guess the word. It was... Okay. Put on Urban Dictionary, April 12th, 2005, by John Stewart. I doubt it's the real one.
Yeah, maybe. You don't know.
The definition, tall, skinny kid with long, dangly arms, long stride.
Well, I
Is this a noun or an adjective?
It's an adjective.
Oh, the canonical term for this.
It's an adjective. Gangly.
That is not what John Stewart put down. That is.
Oh, can I come in with the steal?
You can, TNT.
Is it lanky?
It is lanky.
Bang!
For the steal.
No!
Alright, so the score after four words.
So tight right now.
We have 6 words left. Score is 3 TNT, 2 Melody. So, alright, TNT.
I didn't do it.
This was submitted by Cornholio on October on October 31st, 2003. What is an ankle biter?
What? An ankle biter refers to children.
That's correct. That
okay.
is correct.
What?
Yeah. It said
what, you never heard that?
A little kid, a rugrat.
No.
Really? A little ankle biter?
Do they bite their ankles?
Oh, it's just that they're short and they're low to the ground and they just climb all over you.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I had never heard that till I saw this on
Earth. Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I guess I'm more familiar with the pejoratives used for children.
All right. So. I guess so. All right, Melody, this one I think you can totally get. It was submitted by the Internet on September 12th, 2003. What is... Uh-oh. NSFW.
Not safe for work.
Correct.
Fuck!
Man, some of them are softball, some of them are impossible,
yeah.
man. You know?
Yeah, that was a layup. Kitchen was ridiculous.
Very true, very true. But you know, there's somebody out there who was maybe listening to this podcast going to go, I totally knew Kitchen. I mean, come on. Okay, TNT. We're down to
yes.
4 words. This one is a definition. Okay. It was submitted by Bob the Cock.
God damn it, Bob the Cock.
On March 18th, 2003. To fiend excessively, to crave heavily.
To fiend, okay, can you give me a sentence?
I'm blank for a line.
I'm going to go, see, look, this is like one of those, Look, a moment to digress here. I could go with the funny answer and possibly get the pity point, or I could go with what I actually think it is and possibly fuck up my champ. I'm going to go with
it's
Jonesy.
The strategy of Are You Urban, my friend.
I'm going to go with Jonesy.
And
I'm
that
Jonesy.
Is actually the correct answer.
Fucking right now. Yes.
All right. All right. Man, you guys are getting some right on this one. All right. All right, we got 3 words left. Melody, this is your last definition. It was submitted by Foof on March 27th, 2003.
Yes, of course.
A small, unintended defecation that incurs when one relaxes the anal sphincter to fart.
A shark!
That is correct.
Really? Always wanted to know the definition for that.
You've never heard shart before?
Yeah, I mean, I have, but I've never heard, like, an actual definition spoken aloud for it.
Well,
it's kind of known.
Well, Foof fucking came through in the clutch, man.
Yeah. I think I went to school with that guy.
Yeah, probably. All right, 2 words left. TNT, you're up by 1 point, so it's still anybody's game right now.
Yeah, take it.
This is your last word to start with. What is... This was submitted by Pro99, August 22nd, 2013.
Right.
What is Richard Donner?
Richard Donner. Could I have the country of origin?
United States.
All right. Can I have it used in a sentence?
Yes.
Do the best you can without giving it away. I don't want the people to think that you're feeding me anything. This is 100% going in here blind, people.
You are. You are, absolutely. I'm trying to figure out a way I can put this.
Richard Donner.
I'm hooking up with Richard Donner tonight.
Oh, wow. Richard Donner. This is... The man that a woman hooks up with as like a fuck buddy because he donates his Richard to her vagina.
And you're actually correct. It's either a male prostitute or a man used for casual sex. Only his dick is required, and the name of the man is unknown.
No. That is amazing. I cannot believe you got that.
I swear to God. I thought I was being totally off. I was going for the funny point there. Well, I'm not
we're
even
going to go. Well, I mean, we're going to play the last word anyways, but unfortunately, Melody, you are not able to win because you can only get 1 point on this, and you would the one he stole from you is going to be the game decider on this one. So, but we'll go with this last one. What is... Oh, this was submitted by Jamie on August 12th, 2003. What is a ball bag? B-A-W-B-A-G.
B-A-W-B-A-G.
No, B as in boy. B-A-W-B-A-G.
A ball bag.
A ball bag.
You got this one. I'm actually...
Can I get this word in a sentence too?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Jamie put one down. Look, you fucking ball bag. You were about as useful as a tit with no nipple.
That illuminates everything, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of defines it, right?
That's awesome.
I feel a ball bag is obviously someone who's super useless, but probably in the context of, like, the Karen group of friends, the one that nobody likes, but who tags along everywhere anyway.
Yeah, it says, derogatory name given to one is annoying, useless, or just plain stupid.
Hey, good stuff.
That's awesome. So basically, every answer, it ended up being 6-5 TNT, so...
That's a slugger.
Now it's 1-1. So, Melody, are you going to come back and challenge one more time, best 2 out of 3 at some point?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right. We'll have to figure that out here. We'll let him get some other competition in over the next couple shows, and I'll definitely get back with you to have your rematch.
So, Melody. Yeah, I learn so much every time.
You are a worthy opponent. I appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much. Give me back my fucking belt.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll make you an actual belt. It'll just have some nutsacks, a nutsack on it. Like, that's all it'll be. It'll just be like a nutsack you wear around your neck.
Ooh. It's a choker now?
A choker. The choker with like a ball bag hanging from it. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Melody. You want to tell everybody one more time real quick, like your website and your Twitter in case they want to follow you, and we'll go from there.
Sure. My website is www.melodypeng.com, and you can find me on Twitter at MPENG11.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on again, and we'll be right back.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
And welcome back to the anniversary show of the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas, TNT Dynamite, and we now have joining us once again, Miss Melody Peng. Go and say hello to everybody.
Hi, guys. I'm excited to be back.
We are always excited to have you on the show as well. Do you want to tell everybody out there where they can find you on the interwebs if they want to book you for some things or just check out what you've done previously?
Yeah, sure. I'm pretty active on Twitter. I'd say that's my media of choice. You can follow me at mpeng11. And also on my website at www.melodypeng.com.
Awesome. Well, are you guys ready to do this Are You Urban third times a charm Thrilla in Manila battle or what?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous, but I I'm fine.
You're fine?
I've been working in the gym a little bit.
You've been the Are You Urban gym getting...
doing my antidote push-ups and...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, since you currently TNT are the champion, Melanie, I will let you choose a number between 1 and 10 first and see, and then I'll let him pick whoever's closest to go get to pick if they go first or second.
All right. Are these whole numbers?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, every decimal from 1 to a million. Go. No. 1 to 10.
8.
8?
I choose pi.
Okay. Well, the real number was 3, so you're closest with pi.
Hell yeah!
And then, do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I'll go second.
Okay. All right. So, for everyone out there who hasn't listened and heard Are You Urban before, which, come on, is nobody. Everyone knows how this works. Basically, it is an Are You Urban. Are You Urban is an urban dictionary-based game. I will give the players either a word or give them the definition, and they have to give me the answer or the word. The first person gets 1 point. If they miss it, the second person gets 2 points. If nobody gets it, I give one pity point, and that is just so somebody gets a score. And Melody, are you ready to go first?
I guess so.
All right. This first word was submitted to Urban Dictionary on February 18th, 2005 by Frelly.
Of course, Frelly.
Frelly.
Yeah. The word is, what is dogging?
Dogging.
Wow. She doesn't know this.
I have like a couple that I could.
Oh, man.
And I do have a sentence here if you'd like me to use it in a sentence from Frelly.
I was to ask for that. Why are you soliciting information? This is tilted.
Can I have a sentence?
This is bullshit.
The sentence is, I went dogging last night at the local park. It was a jolly good fun.
Oh, wow. That is not at all what I thought it was going to be. Shoot.
Okay, well, let's see.
Dogging.
This is terrible.
I don't know. She went, she was walking her dog.
Walking the dog. That is not correct. Where's the buzzer, TNT? Are you on top of shit?
Oh, you're right, man. I don't have to. And you're wrong.
His your professionalism is so low.
Dude, I just woke up too, all right? So, look. So I'm guessing it comes to me next, huh?
It does come to you. Are you going to steal?
All right, look. This is just going to illuminate my deviant nature a little bit more here. But dogging is, it's a British sex act in which a girl inside of her car pleasures groups of men.
What?
Wow.
That's like what it is.
I can't give it to you, but I'm going to give you the pity point. So I'll give you one instead of two. The what Frelly says, it's where people meet up in car parks and watch each other have sex. Sometimes other people join in, but it's mainly about watching and getting off.
You got to step your Pornhub game up a little, Melody, if you want to compete with me with the deviant terms.
Wow.
I've seen some dogging videos in my life.
Oh, my God. Just wait, they have videos of people watching other people in cars?
Man.
I guess they probably have everything on the internet, so.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. TNT, your word. What? This was submitted on May 29th, 2016 by Mendu with like four O's.
Okay. Yeah. If it was three O's, I know that guy.
Yeah, right. The four O's. Yeah, right. All right. Mm. What is before face?
Before face?
Before face.
Before face is the face that a person has prior to the surprise.
Close but no cigar.
All right, I'll give myself the buzzer.
All right, Melody?
I think before face is your face before you go out on a Saturday night and get completely wasted.
No, that is not correct either. It is actually the face you make right before you bust.
I should have known that!
So it's right before the O face is the before face.
Yeah, I should have known that. All right, that before face is ugly, too. That's an ugly face.
You were closest, so I'll give you the pity point just because you
never
have
a pretty face.
These words are so dirty. I'm sensing a theme.
No. They're not all dirty. They just started that way, I guess. I randomized them. Jonas
hasn't been getting any lately.
This one, I'm giving you the definition, and you have to give me what it is. It was submitted by Flowers in Midgar, October 24th, 2006. The definition is the sphincter of the internet where integrity goes to die.
Wikipedia.
Oh, no, that's not correct.
Damn.
TNT, you got one?
Dude, is it the dark web or the deep web? Because that's where I would think it would be.
The answer that Flowers in Midgar gave was 4chan.
Which
we've talked about on the show before. Melody, have you ever heard of 4chan?
4chan?
4chan. It's the number 4, C-H-A-N.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is definitely where integrity goes to die. That's absolutely correct. I mean, I guess I'll have to give the pity point to the dark web. I can't give it to Wikipedia.
Oh, man, that's awful. Yeah, Wikipedia.
3 pity points, guys. I'll you got to step it. Your.
I know, I'm trying.
Step your RU Urban game up.
All right, Melody, shake the dust off.
All right, TNT.
I don't want you to make this too easy on me.
TNT, this word was submitted on June 18th, 2003 by Nunya Business.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he's my favorite. He's absolutely my favorite.
Floridian.
The definition is a whole lot of Chusets.
Whole lot of Chusets.
Yes.
Matt, can I have the country of origin?
It's American.
Is it Massachusetts?
It actually is Massachusetts.
God damn it. That was the only one.
I fucking did not think either of you guys would get that.
How would you not? It's so easy.
Yeah. Oh, come on. All right.
All right, Melody.
I thought that was clever, so I threw it in there. All right, Melody. You're falling behind. I think playing first thing in the morning kind of.
No, it's luck of the draw.
It's luck of the draw, is it? All right, you ready, Melody?
I think so.
This was submitted July 15th, 2004 by Corinna. The word is gloopy.
Oh my god, dude.
Gloopy?
Gloopy. G-L-O-O-P-Y.
Man, I actually thought gloopy was an actual word. Does it just... Oh, my God. The context of this entire thing, I feel like it's something incredibly dirty that is I'm just an, like...
Yeah, is this another like, porn word?
Everything is a porn word. Get your mind out of the gutter, TNT. Well,
you're the one with the whole damn segment's been in the gutter with what you've been giving us.
Except for Massachusetts.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. Which I totally
could have gotten. That was just a dad joke.
Are You Urban?
I think gloopy is just a description for a gooey, clear liquid.
I'll go ahead and give it to you. The definition is a thick, gooey, liquid-like substance. Oh, wow. Close. Yeah. You left the thick part out, but yes, yeah. All right, I'll give that one to you.
That's what she said.
Wait, does that even fit?
I don't know. She left the thick part out.
It may or may not fit. All right, TNT.
Yeah.
This one is a word, and you have to give me the definition. It was submitted by Fuzzy BB on July 19th, 2009.
Fuzzy BB.
Yes, you know they are classy if they're a Fuzzy BB. What is pointy elbows?
I don't like the way you laughed like you knew what this was. There, Melody. What is pointy elbows? What part of speech is this? Is this a noun, a verb? Am I allowed to ask that?
I feel like I am. It's an adjective.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Can I have a country of origin?
It's American. Okay. They all are, as always.
I don't know. Dogging is definitely European. Pointy elbows is when you have elbows that are pointy, like acute elbows.
Fucking double buzzer you on that shit. Give it twice.
Well, fine, look. There's one.
Do it again.
I will. Hold on. It takes a second.
So your answer to pointy elbows is when you have pointy elbows.
I don't even look!
Fair enough.
You come up with something, I'm on the spot here.
All right. Melody?
Oh my gosh, I actually hoped he was right because I don't have any idea.
Alright, gotta get something.
She's got it.
Out there. There's a pity point up for stake here.
She's got it.
Are we allowed to ask for it in a sentence or no?
There's a sentence here.
Okay.
I didn't do that. It says, guy one, dude, I would so hit Jessica Alba multiple times until she cried for mercy. Guy two, meh, she has pointy elbows.
I feel like that's helpful, but I don't know what that means even still.
Man, she has a sexy bod.
Ugh, that's not right, but I'll give you the pity point because you just didn't say the same word.
Is this a nipple joke?
No, it says, a stock reply to the question of whether a woman is hot. The guy is either being sarcastic or homosexual.
Oh, I get it.
Do you like Jessica Alba? Nah, she has pointy elbows. Kind of like, I don't know, it's fucking...
Oh.
Like, you don't know if they're, like, attractive or not. Yeah, I don't...
It's
I mean,
like saying she's a fox, but, like, she's pointy. She has some pointy elbows.
that girl got some pointy elbows.
She's got some pointy elbows. All right. Good job. By the way, here's your buzzer, because I forgot to give it to you earlier.
Oh, there you go. Way to keep on track.
Well, you know, I've been drinking.
All right. Got to start drinking early in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. This is a phrase, and you have to give me the word.
All right.
This is for Melody. You go second.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Melody, this was submitted to Urban Dictionary by Will C. on December 12th, 2003. So it's pushing 15 years old.
Wow.
A phrase used to describe the act of two holes or openings pounding or touching each
other. Dude, this whole segment has been pornographic.
I could put my hand two circles and put them together.
We have hit so many fetishes. Pointy elbows, fucking part sex. Just
park sex. Park sex. Oh, I got you.
And now we're talking about two apertures grinding.
This isn't
Let her answer a question.
Wow.
Don't help
He's
her.
Trying to throw you off, Mel. Don't He's trying her. To keep you off your game.
I'm more just surprised with you.
I'm kind of... Can you repeat that with two holes touching each other?
A phrase used to describe the act of two holes or openings pounding or touching each other.
Jesus. This is what we've become.
This is what we've become. This is what we've become. We've been brought down to this.
Or opening. Grinding or touching each other. Wait, it was grinding or touching each other, right?
Pounding or touching.
Yeah. A little bit more visceral.
Will C. didn't mention grinding. I guess maybe it would fit in there.
Two holes pounding.
Yeah, the P word. There's a little bit of a little anger on their faces while it's happening.
And it's two words.
It's a phrase. Yeah, I'll give you guys that.
Double dong.
That's not correct, but I do like where you were going.
How's that double dong?
TNT, can you steal it?
Hell no, I can't steal it, dude. What you got? Well, see, my mind is thinking tribbing, but I know that's not it. Because you said it's not pornographic. Can I have it used in a sentence?
Ellen DeGeneres enjoys blank.
Oh my god.
That's what Will C. put down. Oh, wait.
Can I change my answer?
Please do.
I'll give you a reprise. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not mad at that.
No, that's cheating. No, I don't want to. TNT has to go first.
All right, yeah, you can throw it out after he's done. What do you got?
Dude, is it tripping?
It's not tripping.
It's not tripping, because I would think that's something you would do. You guys at home, look that up.
What's your backup answer?
Is it scissoring?
No.
That's what.
I'm gonna give the double dong the.
Yeah, she earned it with that. All right,
she's only down by 1 point. She's coming back. The answer is bumping donuts.
Oh my gosh, nobody says that.
It was from 2003, Melody. It's 15 years old.
Bumping.
I don't think I've ever heard that in my life.
Don't shake your head, TNT.
I am shaking my head.
Don't worry about that. You ready for your word?
I'm as ready as I can be at this point in time, Jonas.
All right. This one was submitted by Roro Dlam on June 1st, 2004.
This will be the last episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. Roro Dlam.
Yeah.
Has ended the season.
Yeah, right. No shit. The walk across campus in the same clothes as yesterday.
Oh, come on.
She knows it.
You don't know this?
Is it the walk of shame?
It is the walk
okay, of shame. Okay, sweet Jesus. Oh, my God. I seriously had a heart attack. I was like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Woo.
Holy cock.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Sweet Jesus Pecker. All right.
glad you came through in the clutch on that one. All right, Melody. You still have a chance. Oh, it's 5-3 with 2 words left.
I want an easy one.
Please.
I don't think either one left is easy. This is just a word, though. You give me the definition. What is splunge?
Oh, my God. Dude, you just make, like, these guttural noises. The next time is just going to be, what is... like, what the fuck is that?
This was submitted by Elsie on May 15th, 2004.
Oh, God.
Splunge.
Could I get it in a sentence, please?
Yes. Larry says, right now, I want your opinion of my idea. Second person. Splunge.
What the fuck?
Dude, I don't create these words. We give credit where credit's due. I'm on telling
the next word is going to be him destroying a keyboard up against the wall. He's going to be like, what's this?
TNT, what is?
Exactly.
Splunge means to spill, to open up, to speak your mind.
That was awfully wholesome.
That was very wholesome, Melody. That is not the correct answer.
Feel warm inside.
Where's the buzzer?
Oh, wasn't the right answer?
Your journalistic integrity is...
I didn't know it wasn't the wrong answer.
I said it was the wrong answer.
Well, now I know.
Now you know. Knowing's half the battle.
Dude, let's just buzz me now, because...
Well, you got to throw something out there.
All right, give me the part of speech. It's an exclamation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
It would be.
I'm an exclaimer.
Splunge is... like an excited way of showing positivity, like a verbal thumbs up. Yeah, girl, splunge.
That was pretty wholesome too.
You guys, I know this is like Are You Urban? You guys are like children's books.
I feel like we've had enough debauchery in the first half.
Yeah. That's incorrect as well.
Oh shit. See, I said,
So you said it was a positive exclamation, and what did you say, Melody? It was what? It was a positive exclamation?
No, she said, what?
Like, oh, open up, go ahead, spill.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It means, it's a great idea, but possibly not, and I'm being indecisive. So basically, it's just something to throw out when you don't want to give your opinion.
So it's like...
The guy goes, I want your opinion of my idea, and the person goes, splunge!
Basically, it's a response when you have nothing to say.
We are not going to make Splunge catch on. We're not going to have that happen.
I mean, it's 14 years old, man. It was hot in the streets in 04.
It was never hot in the streets.
How would you know? You weren't even being hot in the streets in 04.
That's true. I wasn't alive.
Yes, you weren't alive in 04.
True.
You realize you'd be a teenager in high school
What's the next word, Jonas?
God, who the fuck do I give the pity? I don't even know if, like, those are
both were terrible. Give it to yourself.
Jonas has one pity point for giving the word.
There you go. Wow. Look at you on the board.
All right. Woo! All right.
You're on the board.
Last word, TNT.
All right.
What is? Okay. This was submitted by Without a Martyr. You know it's serious.
Did he spell it right, at least?
M-A-R-T-Y-R? Yeah, nice. That's right.
All right. Beautiful.
It was November 11, 2006. What is andorexia? No, I'm sorry. Adorexia. There's no N. A-D-O-R-E-X-I-A.
Adorexia?
Adorexia.
Can I have it used in a sentence?
I'm trying to think if I can use this sentence because it kind of gives away.
All right. Well, you don't have to if you don't want to.
I don't know
ahead of time.
It gives away the word. I can't.
Any inkling that.
Yeah, he definitely has no fucking inkling when these words are coming up.
He hides them from me.
I keep them in a locked box.
And or no.
Adorexia.
Adorexia.
Yeah.
Well, see, being in the medical field, I know what the exia suffix means.
Yeah, and you know it's so technical because it's Urban Dictionary. Everybody uses suffixes properly. Exia.
I think it is that long period of time that you have without a girlfriend or receiving physical congenial visitation from a significant other or anybody else.
What is that? Why is your phone talking? Why is your phone on, Journalistic Integrity?
I didn't say.
You say
Siri?
He okay Googled it.
I didn't okay Google, but yeah, is that right?
Like, no, that is
long term.
Long term, like alone? No, that is incorrect. All right, Melody, can you get the steal?
Maybe.
If you get the correct answer, you'll tie. But if you only settle for a pity point, you'll still be down by one. You have to get the correct answer.
Gosh, no pressure.
No pressure at all.
Adorexia.
No. Say it right for
Adorexia. There's no N.
It's adorexia.
A D O R.
Adorexia.
Adorexia. Yeah. However you want to pronounce it, man. Adorexia.
I thought it was like adore, to adore somebody. Exia.
It is A D O R E X I A.
All right. Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Melody, what you got? I'm actually pulling for you, Mel.
Are you? You want to go to Throw a Manila overtime?
Dude, I like Melody. I want to have her on again. She's a fucking competitor.
We'll have her on again. Even if I'll do a whole show, man.
I'm going to have her on again.
Oh, you're just talking her up right now?
I honestly have no idea. Adorexia. I think it's when someone is into super petite girls who are really, really tiny.
That's a good guess. And I will give you the pity point for that.
That was close.
But that is not, no, it's not even close.
Oh, it's not even close.
No, adorexia, according to Without a Martyr, is a condition characterized by freedom from worry.
What?
So basically carefree, no worries. It's adorexia. I have no idea where this motherfucker even made this word up at. It may be a real...
You're getting your buzzer late, but it's happening.
Wow. TNT, you won the Thrill in Manila 5-4, and Jonas had a point.
Yeah, good. They gave a ref a point. I don't know how that happened, honestly.
Well, I mean, Melody, let me ask you this. You'll come back on again and play Are You Urban Down the Road, will you?
Yeah, I'd love to. I feel like I need to, like, brush up on my porn beforehand, though.
right. You got to sit around and study.
We're going to have a long talk, Melody, after this after this segment.
Yeah, maybe we'll do an entire show again. So, but so Melody, we've made it a year on the podcast, and so we're just we're revisiting everyone. Did you have a special moment from? I'm just kidding. I'm just being a dick. So, but we do want to thank you for being part of our first year of our podcast.
Yeah, thanks
a lot. And we do want to invite you back again. Do you want to tell everybody again where they can find you and everything before we let you go? So that way, if they were impressed by your Are You Urban skills, they can get you on a game show or something.
Just for the record, my Are You Urban skills are usually better. But yeah, you can find me online on Twitter at mpang11 and on my website at www.melodypang.com.
Awesome.
Wonderfully talented, beautiful, vivacious, intelligent, metadiddly Pang.
Wow. Did you just call her metadiddly Pang?
Oh my gosh, people butcher my name all the time. I'm like, a word in the English language. Why?
Right, yeah, it's not a challenging name, really.
It doesn't, you know, rolled off the tongue wrong. Right?
Metadiddly Pang. Wow, how did you fucking manage to do that?
That's her new name now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, thank you so much, Melody, and we hope to have you on again, and we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. TNT.
Yeah.
She was the only one who's ever fucking beat you.
Yeah, but like Percy Jackson, I rise from the ashes.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a skilled-ass competitor at that game, dude.
Yeah, she's a very funny woman.
She's very awesome, yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Miss Melody Pang. So, but that is all the time we have for today's episode of the Are You Urban Anthologies. Thanks. I do want to thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Of course, once again, follow us on Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia for the live podcast, our YouTube videos on Crazy Town Media YouTube channel, and at Crazy Town Media on Twitter. For Jonas and TNT Dynamite, we are out.
Over.